Thanks. Hey, I know it's late. I know I look frazzled. Just don't ask me to leave, okay? If I went home right now, I'd talk myself out of saying this, and I can't. Not tonight. So, I left Brandon. Yeah, I walked out on him. He thinks I'm being dramatic. He told me to sleep on it and we'll talk tomorrow, but I couldn't. Because all I can see is what happened today. Do you even realize you almost got hit by that car? Crossing the street like you were invincible. One second you're looking at your phone, the next there's a horn blaring and brakes screaming. You just barely made it to the curb in time. And then you walked into the cafe like nothing happened. Sorry I'm late, like it was a joke. You sat down and started talking about apps and entrees while I was sitting there trying not to throw up. Brandon kept asking if I was okay. He thought the coffee was burnt or the table was wobbly. He didn't understand. He didn't see. He didn't know that my best friend almost... You scared me. You terrified me, and you didn't even care. You just brushed it off like it was another Tuesday. Oh, you always do that. Like nothing can touch you. Like near death is just background noise. I know your life's been rough. I know you've had to be tough, but watching that today, it hit me. Shut up. This isn't the time for jokes. I'm serious. Do you remember senior year? After the pep rally in the parking lot by your beat-up car. You told me you loved me. Out loud. You were so serious, and I... I laughed. I laughed and I changed the subject, and 2 days later, I posted a photo with Brandon like it meant nothing. But it did mean something. It meant everything. I was just too scared to admit it. Too scared to go against my parents, the family, all the stupid expectations. So I shoved it down and I told myself I could still keep you. Just as a friend. Do you know how selfish that was? Keeping you close while pretending I didn't feel the same. Letting you carry my late-night calls, my meltdowns, all my stupid drama. All while acting like you were just the backup plan. I told myself I was protecting us. That choosing Brandon was easier. The right choice. That my parents would never approve of you. The wrong side of the tracks guy. The boy who got into fights. The one everyone whispered about. They wanted me with someone like Brandon. Safe. Polished. Perfect. But today... Today shattered that lie. Watching that car almost hit you, I realized I'd rather have one messy, terrifying life with you than a perfect life with anyone else. I hate you for this. I hate how much I need you. I hate that one stupid moment in traffic broke me wide open, but it did, and I can't keep pretending. I love you, okay? I always have. Since way before high school. Since that day you showed up with scraped knuckles and still made me laugh so hard I snorted. Since the time you walked me home in the rain without an umbrella and acted like it was nothing. I tried to bury it under Brandon and family dinners and college applications, but it's been there all along. Today made it impossible to ignore. I thought I might lose you, and in that split second, all I could think was I wasted years pretending. Brandon doesn't scare me. My parents don't scare me. Losing you, that is the only thing that scares me. I left him. I told him I was done. I don't care if my mother calls me a disappointment or if my father cuts me off. I don't care if the entire town whispers that I threw away a perfect future, because what's the point of a perfect future if you're not in it? Please. Tell me I'm not too late. Tell me that the boy in the parking lot, the one who told me he loved me, that he's still in there somewhere. Tell me I didn't ruin everything by waiting this long. If you want to be angry at me, fine. If you want to tell me I don't deserve you, fine. Maybe I don't, but I can't keep lying. Not after today. I'm shaking. God, I probably look ridiculous. But I had to come here. I had to tell you. Because if I went home, I'd lie down next to Brandon and close my eyes and see those headlights again. And I'd know I'd chosen wrong. Again. And I couldn't live with that. So, I'm choosing you. Finally. Against my parents, against Brandon, against every stupid expectation they tried to drill into me. I don't care. I want you. I love you. I'm done running from it. And if you ever cross a street without looking again, I swear I'll make you carry one of those neon safety flags. Don't test me. Say something, please. Yell at me. Hug me. Tell me I'm insane. I don't care. Just don't let me stand here wondering if I'm too late. Your move.